We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's all right.
But the Doobies still are your artist of the day.
That was supposed to be Taking It to the Streets.
That's not Taking It to the Streets.
Decided not to play. It says Taking It to the Streets, but that's not what that is.
Yeah, that's not Taking It to the Streets.
So, Scott, I called an audible.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to talk to her for a while about this. There was just never a reason to talk to her about it. But now there is, because did you see, and this is in the New York Post today, that the latest victim of the pandemic is Playboy magazine?
I already know who we're going to talk to.
Yep. Playboy came out and said this week, citing coronavirus supply chain woes, that, you know, sales have been sagging anyway. And
well,
this
yeah, when you
is
can get phrasing. It for free.
This is going to do it. And so the spring 2020 issue hitting newsstands now might be a collector's item and will be its last before it goes all digital next year. It has been 66 years since Playboy first hit newsstands.
Didn't Hugh Hefner die?
He sold the mansion and I think he passed. Let's ask Jody.
Good friend of the program, Jody Vanderwood.
Hi, Jody
former
Vanderwood.
Playboy photographer joins us now on the hotline. Hello.
Hi, two funny favorite people. Yes, he died. Hugh Hefner died, I think, 2 years ago.
Okay, I that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So are you our quarantine conversation today?
She is, and she didn't even know it because, Jody, how long were you a Playboy photographer?
Well, I worked for them for 20 years, but it wasn't until the last 5 years that I was actually photographing and actually walking my dog, carrying dog poop. I'm trying to get inside.
Don't you hate having to carry that warm bag around? It drives me crazy.
I agree. There. Okay. I thought I lost one. And this is going to sound horrible.
This is going south fast.
He said, I thought I lost one.
I always thought, and this is going to sound horrible, but even when I was with them, because they sold everything 5 years ago or more. I can't remember exact dates, but they allowed him to stay in the mansion. They fired every person that had ever worked there. Even before that, I always thought that that magazine, digital, everything should have ended when he died. Because it was him. It was his dream. It was his vision. And now it's, once the internet started, it's, you know, I hate to say this, but how many people bought Playboy after the internet?
Nobody.
a lot fewer people. But what's funny, Jody, is if you think back to your childhood, we all had a moment where we first saw one of those magazines in a gas station, in your dad's top drawer, like wherever it was.
Yeah.
Like, it's such an iconic part of American history, whether you love it or hate it, and that's a whole different conversation. And you were a part of it for 20 years. What was it like?
Oh, it's awesome. It's hard to explain, like, to my children who are millennials what a huge deal it was back then. Even to, you know, when you were a kid, to finding that Playboy, to the first 10 years I was there, there wasn't that much internet. But when, you know, you had the dial-up and email. But we would go, I used to go on all the casting calls around the country. And, you know, there'd be protests and there would be lines and people would be so upset and it was awful. And, you know, that was really fun and cool. I loved that. But once the internet came about, you know, no one ever protested. No one cared. That was what was tragic. And so much history that a lot of people and women don't know, like what Hefner actually did for women, gets lost in today's world, especially, you know.
Did you like him, though, Jody?
Yeah.
But you liked him?
I never got to know him. Unless you were in the top 10 people of Playboy, and I met him multiple times, he rarely left the mansion. He rarely talked to other than, like, the top 10 editors. When you met him, he always had, you know, security and this and that. And he was, like, one of the last, you know, he was an icon. When you're with, it was just, and he did a lot for every race. Like, he did a transgender playmate, you know, way back. He did so much for so many different people, and no one knew that.
Was the mansion a dump?
Oh, such a dump. It was one of those, when I did a photo, I did the photo shoot there, and then I told you my first mansion party story, haven't I?
No.
No, but we're willing to hear it.
So, back in the day, I hadn't worked there very long, and I was on a photo shoot, so there's models and the playmate, and the model kept calling and saying, she had a lot of money. She was in D.C., and she's like, I want to go to the mansion party. I've heard if you meet Hef, it helps. Sometimes you get playmate faster. And I'm like, all right, send me your photo. Like, you had to submit their photo. And I had to submit mine, even as an employee. So I submitted it. Of course, I didn't, like, follow my story through in my head. So we got accepted. She paid for everything, flew us out, put us up. That was a Midsummer Night's Dream party, which meant everyone wore lingerie. I'm like, great. I'm this kind of dorky kid right out of Kansas now for Playboy. I'm going to be with 300 models, playmates. I have to wear lingerie? So... And I was a clean, like, you know, I drank, but never did anything else. To go to a mansion party, you have to catch a bus because they always cause so much traffic jam. So picture me in lingerie with all these half-naked women on a bus on the way to the party. I know. It's like that dream when you're a kid. Like, you wake up and you're naked at school, only it was real. So we're on the way back. We're on the bus. I'll never forget it. I'm holding the back of it, and we're bouncing up and down. And I look at her, and I'm like, oh, I don't know why, but I'm so nervous, I can barely breathe. And she's like, here, just a half a Xanax or whatever she said it was. I've never, you know, I didn't do any of that. And she's like, hey, let's take the edge off. Well, from that point to, I made sure she was introduced to Hefner. The next thing I know, I spent the rest of the night watching, you know, he has the zoo at the mansion and he had monkeys. That's what I did all night. I watched the monkeys play. I was like in La La Land. I don't know what she gave me. But there I was in my lingerie in the zoo.
Were you a photographer at this point, or were you just an employee?
No, I was a newbie. I was still like, I worked with the girls. I worked on the shoes. They did wardrobe. I also worked in the art department. Well, you know, I may have been there 5 years. Let's just say I wasn't cool. I hadn't figured out all the stuff yet. It was comical.
Well, you got to hang on because you ended up being one of, I believe, the only female staff photographers in the history of Playboy. Boy, is that correct?
There was a few of us. There was a few of us, but it was very small. Yeah, not very many. And no other staff.
She's being modest, Scott. She was one of the only female staff photographers in the history of Playboy. When we come back, I know you have stories. Will tell you the stories and the shoots that she went on with these women who just dropped their clothes. How many naked women have you seen?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, I used to do the casting. So, you know, like I'd photograph 100 girls in a day. Thousands.
Is that weird?
Probably now it is, but at the time it didn't. If you told me that same, like, naked men, that would be gross. But naked women are beautiful.
Simmer down.
No, they are.
Yeah. Women are.
Yeah. Well, after 66 years, Playboy magazine is going away. And we will continue our conversation with local photographer extraordinaire Jody Vanderwood when we come back.
Going to leave.
I don't know that any of us can be shocked.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy.
But Playboy announced today that they're over. You know, you read it for the articles anyway. Not the pictures.
Do you know who was featured in the very first Playboy, Scott?
Raquel Welch?
It was a nude Marilyn Monroe.
Did not know that.
And I bet you that is worth some money if you have one of those.
Wonder who would be featured in the last one. We are on the phone with our quarantine conversation today. Famed photographer Jody Vanderwood, who lives here in Kansas City, but for many years was a photographer for Playboy magazine. Who's the most famous person you ever photographed? Jody?
You just caught me thinking. Did hair and makeup and wardrobe on some of the more famous ones. And because I photographed the girls right when they came in the door, so I didn't usually deal with them.
Who's the most famous person you did hair and makeup for?
Playboy.
Are you thinking again? That's a long thought.
I didn't do the big names. Yeah, I know that's boring. Lenny Kravitz. I worked on one of his music videos.
I'm in love with Lenny Kravitz. Oh my God.
Oh, me too.
Which music video did you work on?
I have to go back and look. It was shot in Florida, and he was surrounded by 100 people, and so they called me in to bring in pretty girls and dress them. And first round. They sent my girl back and said, put more clothes on them.
tell me he's as cool as he looks.
That doesn't try at all. I remember there was one scene where they had the fake rain. He was under a bridge. And, of course, I wasn't working on and work on his hair and makeup. But at the time, I kept saying, he has that beautiful big fro that was back when he had that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's going to be gone in minutes. Minutes, they said the whole... his hair had gone flat. I'm like, the little low guy over here, if you would have listened to me.
If you would have listened. I'm
if
telling you.
Give the boy an umbrella. But when he would walk in, he had just that, you know, you guys have met a bazillion more people than I have. When true, like, stars have that presence that they just, you're in awe. I guess I'm also in awe of him, but he had that. Like, he just shook my hand, was like, hey, nice to meet you. And I'm like, I'm speechless. Whereas beautiful girls are just beautiful girls. Here's a funny one. Anna Nicole Smith. I had to deal with her on the phone for a photo shoot, and then she was also supposed to do a for Paul Mitchell, and it was right after she was Playmate of the Year.
Yeah.
Playboy got wrong because they didn't help. You know, you put security, and so they kind of get lost when they make it as big as her. So she was on the first shoot and was like, I chipped my tooth. I'm not going today. And then the next day it was something as stupid. She was on drugs. But that was
allegedly.
Allegedly.
But you said that one of the things that they did not get right is that these women would become famous overnight and they didn't have any, like, guidance to handle the fame or the money, is my guess.
Big athletes. Don't you think the same when they go from freshman, sophomore in college to pros? It's like, oh, represent.
Oh, man, Jody, you're cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. We got to get to the news here. Real quick, what are you binging on right now?
Yeah, what are you watching?
The new one, Normal People, that just came, speaking of Playboy, just came out on Hulu. Some of the best sex scenes in a TV show ever.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God. All right, Jody, thanks.
Wow.
That is Jody Vanderwood, Vanderwood Photography. She is, and you know what, Scott? She could have worked anywhere in the world. That woman could have gone anywhere in the world and shot all over the world and came back to Kansas City.
We're not going to get that last answer back, are we?
She's one of my favorite people of all time.
Dana and Parks here on KMBZ. Today, trying to get another good friend of the program onto the air here. Jody kind of sent me for a whirl there at the end. Just gonna be honest.
She is so funny.
Did not see that one coming. How much would you pay to spend a day with your sports hero? That answer apparently is $800,000.
My God.
For a fan of Tom Brady. The six-time Super Bowl champion auctioned off a chance to experience his first home game as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer like no one else, and it is the largest grossing package on the All-In Challenge. You've heard about this, I'm sure. That is the virtual fundraiser offering experiences with athletes and celebrities, raising money for charities assisting those in need during the coronavirus. Somebody apparently was willing to pay $800,000.
My God.
For a private dinner or a private workout with Tom Brady. The choice is up to you.
The current bid for Patrick Mahomes' All-In Challenge is $55,000.
For Tom Brady, it is $800,000. You either get a private workout or you get dinner with Tom Brady.
Wow.
Oof. Okay.
What would you pay and for whom, Scott?
Okay, good question. Phil Lynott is dead. They would have to be living, of course, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
And then don't you run the risk for $800,000 that you have dinner with the individual that is your person and I'm paying 800 grand for this. Mm-hmm. Don't you run the risk that they're either a jerk or in a crap mood and want nothing
to do with this? For $800,000, you better be in the best mood I've ever seen you in my life.
It doesn't say that you're getting Tom Brady in a good mood and his undivided attention. It says you're getting Tom Brady for dinner. So you have to be careful who you pick here and know that there's someone who would be engaging and gracious.
Have met or never met?
Either.
Ooh. Mm. Come back to me. You go first.
I would want to meet, like, for dinner.
Yeah.
Like
Oprah. Let's say dinner.
Yeah. A 2-hour dinner. It can't be quick dinner. This isn't like, no. You know, you crumble
we're not doing Weight Watchers. We're sitting down for a full meal, and you're going to talk to me, and you're going to pretend that you like me.
I think I would pick Oprah.
Ooh.
Or like a Barack Obama, or maybe a Bill Gates. Honestly, after watching that documentary, he's incredible.
Okay. I'm clearly going rock and roll. Prince is dead.
What if they show up all drunk or something?
Well, no, you have to show, first of all, you have to show up sober. You have to pretend like you like me.
Yeah, you're putting a lot of rules on this.
And you have to answer all of my questions about everything about you that I care about. I'm going... all my rock and roll heroes are dead. Scott Gorham from Thin Lizzy or Paul Stanley from Kiss. And I'm probably going Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Okay.
And you better answer all of my questions, and you better act like you like me.
See, and I feel like Paul Stanley would be like, what am I here for? Who is this? Why am I doing this?
Because you auctioned yourself off, you whore.
Locally, I think most people would choose Mahomes, and I probably would too.
Oh, yeah. I would love to sit down and have lunch with Patrick Mahomes. That would be fun. And I wouldn't even talk.
You know, $56,000, you probably could.
I wouldn't even talk football with him. You know, I would just want to just talk.
You have 13 more days to bid, so I'm sure it's going to go way up.
What about Salvador Perez, Dana?
No, locally, I would probably do more civic. I would, you know, like when Buck O'Neill was alive, I would have probably chosen Buck O'Neill. Oh.
Did you ever get to meet him?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He,
what a wonderful human being.
Oh, God. What a
he was
wonderful,
so nice.
Kind. Please put him in the Hall of Fame. Please.
Well,
you remember the last year right before he died, Scott?
Yes.
He was so happy for those who got in, even though they passed him up. I will never forget that.
Dana, you can't put somebody in for being nice. You have to put them in for their accomplishments.
Well, he did have accomplishments.
Okay. He's not.
Sam, who would you pick?
I'd probably keep the $800,000.
No. We're saying $1,000. It's $1,000.
You have to spend it. Who would you pick?
I don't know. I think it'd be pretty cool to hang out with Patrick Mahomes.
Does his girlfriend have to come along?
I would love to ask her questions, too. Ooh, I know who I forgot. Do you know who I would sit down with? Probably like an Amal Clooney, because she's this human rights lawyer. She's absolutely amazing. She's married to George. You would roll the dice and hope he would show up. That's who I would pick. Someone like that, who's done these broad, amazing things with their life.
Amal Clooney. All right, let me go to the text line, see what everybody's saying. Because mine would be, obviously, musical or local sports figures. Oh, my God. Do I have to punch in Mark Lavoie's stupid last name again?
Do you know what's almost easier, Scott, is to narrow it down by category? Because it's easier for me if you say to me, you have to pick an entertainment person or you have to pick a political.
Entertainment.
And entertainment is not sports. Entertainment, I'd probably go like an Oprah.
Okay. Sports.
I would probably go Mahomes or Tom Watson.
Politics.
Barack Obama.
Ooh, Will Ferrell. Yeah, that would be a good one. That would be funny.
But here's the deal. What if you spent all the money to sit down with Will Ferrell and he wasn't funny?
Get off the show.
I'm telling you, the Will Ferrell that you know from Saturday Night Live probably is not the same Will Ferrell that you get when he's tired and it's Saturday night and he's got to go do some charity thing that he forgot he agreed to do. That's all I'm saying.
George Strait just came in on the text line.
Ooh, Sam.
Now, does he perform?
Well, I don't know why he wouldn't.
Would he play Amarillo by Morning for me? Can't Make Cheyenne? If he's not performing, I don't want it.
Okay, but it can't be somebody that you'd also pay $1,000 to go see, you know, front row in concert.
Right, because then you just pay to go see him in concert.
Because you can already do that for $1,000.
I'm still going with Scott Gorham from Thin Lizzy. And I know that name doesn't mean anything to you, but if you've ever heard The Boys Are Back in Town, that's him playing guitar.
From the text line, Scott Parks.
Please, give me a break.
What about political, Scott?
McCain died. Either Mitt Romney or George W. Bush.
Okay.
Would love to talk to George W. Bush about his dad.
Sure.
I don't care one way about George W. Bush, but I idolize his father. Mitt Romney, just because I think he's a good cat. Nancy Pelosi, so I could stand her up. And that's a joke.
Just pay the money and not show up.
When you talk about $800,000, there's no one on the list most people would pay that kind of money to hang out with. Certainly not Tom Brady. I can't think of really anyone that if I had $800,000, I would spend it to sit down with that person. No way.
No. And like I said, I would just throw out, we're only doing $1,000. So you're digging deep into the bank account, okay? Yeah. This is not chump change. I've already met him. But I would pay to spend more time with him, Lynn Swann from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Just to talk about the four Super Bowls. And the fact that you didn't recognize him when he walked in the room. And that was one of the greatest moments in radio history, as far as I can remember. Oh, did we lose Dana again? Oh, doggone it. Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. You got $1,000. That's the going rate. Who do you want to sit down in the all-in challenge with? Tom Brady went for $800,000. Ooh. I just thought of somebody else. Charles Barkley. I would love to sit down with Charles Barkley and have dinner with Charles Barkley. You got $1,000. That's the going rate for everybody on your list. Who do you want to sit down and have dinner with? 576-7798.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need.
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit.
All right.
And a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 7,000 feet.
A handful of people said they want to have lunch with me. Gang, when we get back out of this, you don't have to pay for it. We'll do it for free. Okay? We'll just hang out at 54th Street or Windy City or whatever you want to do. I can't wait to just hang out with people. So you ain't going to have to pay for it. Dana, I'm surprised you didn't bring up Michelle Obama.
It's interesting you say that. I've actually sat down with her and I've met her. And Chris dug out an old tape the other day that we found in the house that said Dana with Michelle Obama on the front of it.
Yeah.
It's on an old system that I don't even know anyone around here could play. And I told him, I said, take that into work. It was about a month, you know, before all this hit. I said, take that into work and see if you can pull the video from it or send me some screenshots of it. And God, I look like I'm 12 years old, number one. But the video quality was so poor, Scott, because the tape was so old that we can't play it. But I did meet her, and she is absolutely lovely and way taller than I thought she was.
Really?
Super tall. Yeah.
Were you nervous?
No.
I remember, I was thinking, I don't even know why this came up in my brain the other day, but stupid things come into my brain. And I was trying to think about all the famous people that I've had the privilege to interview, and some not the privilege to interview. And I thought about the first famous person I ever interviewed, and it was, without a doubt, the worst interview I've ever done in my entire life. It was Danny Manning.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It was the worst interview I've ever done. And I just remember thinking when I got done with that, wow, that journalism degree was not worth the money your parents paid.
Didn't work out so well for that one, did it?
So what makes you so great, tall man?
Tall
thing?
Have you always been tall?
What's it like to dunk a basketball?
It was that bad?
It was horrible.
Oh,
it was just,
that's funny.
I had never interviewed a celebrity before, and I just completely, it was terrible. It was terrible.
They're just people, Scott.
They are now, but back then I was like, oh my God, I'm interviewing Danny Manning.
They're just people, but they also can be have a really good day and be super fun and gracious like Michelle Obama was, or just be having a day. And then I'm worried that if I paid or even had that kind of money to pay to have dinner with somebody, if they were in a bad mood or less than I thought they would be, you know what I mean? Then it like shatters the image that you have of that person. And I'd rather maybe just think that they're great.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Worst/weirdest interview you've ever done, best interview you've ever done, has to be a celebrity.
Oh, God. Worst?
Mm-hmm. Worst or weirdest?
I've had just weird, and the weirdest, honestly, that comes to my mind was not me, but I was there when it happened, was Wilford Brimley.
And why was it the worst?
Because he was a grade A
jackpot. Oh, really?
And it was Wendell Anschutz who did the interview, who's probably one of the kindest people that ever lived in Kansas City. And Wilford Brimley was the, you know how jerky he comes off in those diabetes supplies?
Yeah, like, well, he's dead, but he comes off as an old curmudgeon.
Gruff, old curmudgeon. I'm telling you, and maybe he was having a bad day. It was the most awkward, cringeworthy. He just wouldn't answer any question. And it was one of those press junkets for Cocoon 2, which I think two people went to the theater and saw.
I think
so
you
it
might
was
be
like,
overestimating
yeah,
that.
We're doing a favor for you, Wilford, because ain't nobody going to see Cocoon 2. Mm-hmm. And he was so mean. And I'll never forget it. Wendell, when the interview was painfully over, he looked into the camera and said, well, Mr. Brimley, you are the master of brevity. And we thank you for your time. I mean, that's like it. There was nothing else left to say because he wouldn't answer anything.
Okay, we got 30 seconds. My weirdest is not the worst, but the weirdest interview I ever did was David Lee Roth from Van Halen. Best interview you ever did, you have 10 seconds.
Probably Precious Doe's mother.
Famous celebrity.
Michelle Obama wasn't bad.
Okay.
Sarah Ferguson was lovely.
Mine
she
would
talked
be
like this. She was had the British. Had the British accent.
Mine would be Carl Bernstein. My favorite interview of all time.
Hmm.
Festivus Friday is next, ladies and gentlemen. Get your grievances in, 576-7798, 576-7798. We will grieve in a moment on Festivus Friday here on Dana and Park.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.